in the church. What a thrill it's been. I've had more fun with this thing, playing with people and how people can get opinionated. This is not part of the scripture, the sermon. I went to buy a pan this week. I got to tell you this story. What we're doing this morning in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse, and I want you to realize how I believe that God's word is real, it is moving, it is living, but most of all, I believe that God's word is applied to your everyday life. If you're looking for an answer, you ought to open up God's word. There's one thing that Brother Rich would stand here and I'll say two. Rich I knew personally to have probably the most missionary-minded heart of any man I've known. But at the same time, and in that same vein, and I don't know which was more important to Rich loved the Word of God. If you wanted to have a conversation about the Word of God, he was your man. He would sit there, we would talk, we'd get on a scripture, and the thing that I enjoyed so much is my private conversations with Rich. We would talk about how different verses in God's Word apply to our lives, putting God's Word into action. That's what we do. If you're having a struggle, if you're having a question, if things just...
So what is that?
Emerald is looking very strong. Now we got to get to our scripture. Because this is the thing that will matter the most. For godliness with contentment is great gain. There are 12 people looking at me with sad faces this morning. And we have a challenge in the next 14 minutes to change those sad faces into smiles. When Rich and I would talk, we would talk about how God's word was so applicable for today. As everything is changing, as technology is just racing, as we know about what's going on in the world, just like that, real time. Everything is on, real time. We have more information than we've ever had. Thus, this word is so much more important in guiding us in our everyday lives. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. The important things. Heavenly Father, I add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I went to buy a pan. I had a pan. The house where I cook my eggs. I don't know the healthy benefits I've lived long enough to know that when you live long enough, coffee's good for you, coffee's bad for you. Eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you. Tomatoes are good for you, tomatoes bad for you, like that. If you live long enough, you'll find out that most things they'll have a different opinion on, and you just got to live a little longer. They'll tell you it's different. Amen? Amen. But I had a pan that supposed to be nonstick, and it had some little marks on it. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like the Springfield mixing bowl. You know, I had the Springfield mixing bowl pan that I cook, and somebody's, when I was talking about it, they said, oh, that's terrible, that's horrible. Well, I need to go buy a new pan. Bless you. And I go to one of our wonderful Kingstown establishments here and then go in, and right when I walked in, I was approached on making the appropriate green choice. Okay, I'm all ears. Green choice. And choice. It's my dentures. Sorry. Green choice. The rest of them, they kind of go along with me. The new people, they can't understand me. So in making this choice, and as soon as I walked in the door, I was greeted, wonderful smile and all like this, and go, "Can I help you find what you are looking for?" I said, "Well, yes, you can." So off we went to the place where all the pans are down the aisle. And there are big pans, and there are little pans, and there's all different color pans, and there's all different stick, non-stick, stone. I had more information than I really cared to have, but this person was so polite and with just a smile, and she just kept going on the different pans and all like that. And I said, "Well," I said, "this is all sounds great, but what kind of pan would you cook, say, about 3 eggs in the morning with? And after you've thrown a little bacon in on it." She didn't look at me too kindly on that, because I am not the poster boy for healthy eating. We decided on a pan. Just like this morning, you decided on a color for these views. The 12 of you, you're going to have so much fun saying, "I told you so." Oh, you're going to have more excitement in doing that. And trust me, when they come back, the votes were 18 to 12. When we come back and it's on, if you don't like it, the votes will easily be about 35 to 3. Nobody will honor to choosing that one. We picked out the pan. Then the question happened. "Make sure you season the pan." I said, "I put salt and pepper on everything I eat." This was the response took place. "Well, sir, maybe you're not quite aware of what I'm chatting about seasoning the pan. Seasoning the pan. Seasoning means to coat the cookware with a little oil before the first use. Wash the cookware thoroughly and dry. Heat each pan on low for 30 seconds. Remove the heat and put 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil in each pan. Rub the oil over the entire surface with a paper towel. This process should be repeated if you use a dishwasher." This was read to me. And I said, "Honey, you're looking at the dishwasher." And I was moved by this, and I'll tell you why. I thought of our little church. And I thought of how God has allowed us to get started on the right steps. I saw, and last week I was so moved with an outpouring of love when Barbara and the kids, old Dustin, when he opened that door, and he's a good, tall, handsome fellow. When he opened that door and I saw him there, and he kind of looked at his watch a little bit like this. As soon as first thing I saw him open the door, he looked at his watch a little bit. And they got caught up in traffic coming north on 95. And we'd opened up the front pew and we invited him to come on in and sit here, and the place was packed. There was so many people here, so many warm. And I knew that it was God's doing. We had started on the right step. We had discussions during the week about where to go, what to do, what should be served, what shouldn't be served, how should we handle this. All the different things, questions that you have in life. All the different ways that you can go about living life. All the questions that God allows you to choose about how you are going to live your life. But it begins with seasoning the pan. And she told me, she says, "Now look," and this is the part that I love. "She, now if you're going to spend this money to buy this pan, this seasoning is important." She had my, it is, isn't it, Jane? And it's important. This seasoning is important. Because it's how you get things started right. It's how you get things started right. She says it's very obvious that you take the stickers off, looking at me like maybe it's not so obvious to you. I said, thank you. And this weekend I was scared. I was afraid to cook any eggs in my new pan. Making sure that I would go back over the notes, that I would get things started just right. And I thought about this scripture. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. We go through life trying to figure it out. We go through life trying to get the best. Every time that I turn on a television and watch a commercial, I'm further realize how many things that I don't have that are terrible. I've got to get the newer, better. Everybody's always selling me the newer, better way. And if you do this, then your life will be content. But then I read God's Word. I read God's Word. I drop down to the 11th verse. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. I think about the way that Madison Avenue looks at profit and success. And then I look here in God's Word how the great Apostle Paul wrote about what is truly successful. What will make you content in your life? What will make you happy? Then I go back and I said, we carry nothing into this world, and it's so true, we will carry nothing out. Food, clothing, with these we shall be content in our lives. And then God's Word does something very, very unique that's not done anywhere else. If you watch your info commercial and you send in that $29.95, not knowing what the shipping and handling is going to be, you will get a product that will help to bring you contentment and will make your life easier, and you will have arrived. You will be successful. God's Word tells me to be content with the simple clothes that I have on my back and the privilege of having food in front of me. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this day our daily bread. Amen. Amen. Then God's Word does something so unique, so different. God's Word says that when you are godly and you have commitment, contentment will follow. Then it's very unique. Not only are you content, but then God does something very unique. He just keeps on adding. He just keeps on adding on to it. Blessings galore. I saw that last week. I was so proud of you here at Mount Calvary when those doors opened. Barb and them came in. It was just such a beautiful, warm, filling outpouring of God's in God's house. We went down and we shared. And it just seemed like the blessings just kept on being poured on. More people are coming up. I totally felt that they would probably go down, stay for an hour or so, and when I left at about 4:45 to go sing over at Lou's church, I looked out on the porch and they're still there. Barb O'Kane had brought them little blankets or shawls or her wash. I don't know what she brought out there, but she brought something out to cover them up because it was getting a little cool. And I saw blessings. Blessings. Why? Because I felt that everyone that sat on that porch was content. Exactly where God wanted them to be. You're trying to figure it out? My goodness, I believe the answer sits right here in front of us. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. I have found that whatsoever state that I am in, therein to be content. Content. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Content. 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 It's a lot different than our lives a lot of times, isn't it? Oh, the worldly gigs are going, the things are happening, we're going. And then we can simply open God's Word through our trust in Him, feel true contentment. And we're going to close with a hymn, and 18 of you are going to smile. Go out of here just all puffed up. 12 of you are going to be, I tried to tell. Old Herbie's back there. He says he made his mind up. I tried to tell him. Boy, I can't wait till they get that stuff in there. I'm going to walk in and go, see? See? Yes, ma'am. I haven't yet. I'm scared to. It's such a beautiful pan. It's such a beautiful pan, it still has the stickers on it. It's one of those things, after you get it, and I read these notes, and I said, this is something special. A pan like that, you just don't season that thing right overnight. You wait a little bit. That's the kind of pan that is. Yes, that's it. The pan color is either emerald or moss. I'm not sure which one you would call it. I believe that you ought to come into God's house. And I believe you ought to smile. I believe you ought to laugh. Because that's what you do in real life. When it's time to cry, I think you ought to cry. I think you ought to be just as comfortable walking in this God's house as you do in every other aspect of your life. Then God has an opportunity to truly affect change within your life. True contentment. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come to your house today. We have opened your word. We have sung songs. Heavenly Father, we've made a decision that, God, it's just a good decision. Because we're not so concerned about the color or the choices. We just seem so privileged. We feel so privileged to have the opportunity to do something for you. Now, Heavenly Father, as we go through our busy lives, we struggle, we have choices, we have questions. Let us always be willing to open your word to find out what it means to have true contentment in our lives, to have lives that are simply overflowing with joy, God. Not always happiness, no, but joy, placed within our hearts because we receive that from you. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to apply the word today. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And Heavenly Father, be your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. Amen.